What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I believe I saw last night coming to Starlight in late August, Melissa Etheridge.
Good.
Yep.
August 21st.
Is it August 21st? Okay. I got news that Dana's going to want to hear.
Hey.
As well as my mother, who adores this man. It is official. The Kansas Jayhawks have hired Jacques Vaughn as an assistant coach on Bill Self's staff, according to a report today from ESPN. Vaughn, who is 50, he and I went to college together. Most recently served as coach of the Brooklyn Nets from 2023 to 2024.
I am over the moon.
I knew you would be very happy.
So men and women do things differently.
Really?
Partners in any relationship, male or female, do things differently. Sam, you're getting ready to move into a house.
Yes.
What is the one thing you would say when it comes to chores or just simple things around the house that you guys do completely differently? And does it bother you? It could be anything.
Man, I'd have to think about that because we're pretty evenly split, like, I do this. She does that.
Did you have a discussion about it?
No, just kind of worked its way out. I do the laundry most of the time, except the bedding. She washes the bedding.
Really?
Every weekend, yeah.
Huh.
I do not wash the bedding.
And you just fell into that pattern.
Well, she leaves for work early in the morning. I get out of bed and shower and throw my clothes in the washer. I do one load of laundry every single day.
Really?
Yeah.
Sam?
So much for the environment.
Right?
It gets recycled, Sam.
We fold clothes differently. I'm very OCD about how I fold my clothes. She has since learned my ways.
Snap.
But the one that really irks me is the dishwasher, and most kitchens are designed this way.
Here we go.
The dishwasher is right next to the sink.
That is correct.
And no matter how hard I try, no matter how many different ways I say, hey, it's right next to the sink, the dishes never find their way to the dishwasher.
Okay.
And when they do, why are we painting an abstract painting with the dishes? There are different spots for different dishes.
Okay, I love that you just brought this up.
Well, it looks like you're not moving into the house.
Because in our house, I do the dishes. Now, is it the way that someone else might want them done, or maybe he would do it?
Define doing the dishes. Like, there are certain dishes you have to scrub, and there are certain dishes you put in the dishwasher.
When the failed game of Jenga inside the sink is through, and I can no longer stack any more crap in there.
Oh, no.
I move it all over to the dishwasher, press a bunch of buttons, and hope for the best.
Wait a minute. You let dishes stack in the sink?
Not overflowing, but I do not. I would drive Sam crazy. I do not automatically.
You would drive me crazy.
Go left to right.
You can leave. Here's the rule in my. It's unwritten.
Okay.
This is an unwritten rule. You can leave one item in the sink, whether it's a coffee mug. Now, it cannot be a plate, but it can be a coffee mug.
You said one item. Why can't it be an item of my choosing?
A knife, maybe a fork. I don't know if we're going to have time. But you cannot leave two items in the sink.
Sam?
The last thing I do before leaving for work every day is put dishes in the dishwasher. The first thing I do when I get home from work every day is put dishes in the dishwasher. I was not home to use dishes.
I will tell you this. There's nothing worse than opening the dryer.
You're so broken up.
There is nothing worse than opening the dryer to put wet clothes in the dryer, and there's balled up, wadded, already dried clothes in the dryer. There's also nothing worse than opening the dishwasher.
Are you venting? Or?
And they are completely clean, and now you've got to unload it to load it. I'm not venting at all.
Okay.
Here's where I'm going with this.
I am.
Because I tend to be the dishwasher person. He does everything else, and I mean everything else. He does the laundry. He cooks. But I do the dishwasher stuff.
Now, here is a rule, and this is a stated rule at our house. The cook doesn't clean.
Okay.
If you cook the meal, you don't clean it up.
Okay.
So like last night, she went go-karting with her work partners. It was a rare occasion where I got home before her. I cooked the dinner. So for the first time in weeks, I didn't clean the dishes.
Okay. I'm going to read one article from The Atlantic and then another article that I found this week from a publication called INC.
Okay.
When the couple's therapist inevitably asks, I have the answer ready. Our trouble began in August of 2017 when my boyfriend and I moved in together, and I quickly revealed myself to be an absolute ding-dong at loading the dishwasher. Yep. She says, I'm not what you would call a precise or tactical person in any aspect of my life, but certainly not in front of an open dishwasher. I lack the structural engineer's mind for space optimization, or maybe I lack the functional adult's patience to figure it out. I don't totally understand how the water moves open and about, and quite frankly, don't care. I've never been sure about the pre-rinsing, though I do get the sense the rules have changed recently. I don't have a philosophy about what goes on top or bottom. I basically just shove things in the first semi-logical place I see, close the door, smash some buttons, and hope for the best. I walk away and hear my plates rattle.
Oh my God.
There are YouTube videos with titles like, You're Doing It Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The articles break out the dishwasher argument. There is one post from a woman who does not understand how her genius husband, quote, can do anything but load a dishwasher sensibly.
All right. Wait. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
What goes on top?
I just shove it all in, shut the door, and hit play.
No. Sam.
Cups usually go on the top.
Depending on how round the bowl is, maybe a bowl.
Oh, come on.
On a very rare occasion.
If it's a very round bowl, like, you know, a deep dish bowl kind of thing, I'll put that up top. Definitely cups. Maybe if I'm feeling lazy and I don't want to hand wash the spatulas, I'll throw that up there.
Why would you hand wash something that you're about to wash?
Well, no, if I don't want to hand wash it, I'll throw it in the dishwasher.
I hand wash the spatula.
Do you pre-wash?
Sometimes I'm feeling lazy.
I wouldn't say I pre-wash. I rinse out. But there's only three things that go in the top. It's the spatula.
Yeah.
It is the coffee mug or cup. And Tupperware.
No, I shove it all up there.
No.
Listen to this from the INC article. I stared at the dishwasher with a puzzled look. For the life of me, I couldn't comprehend why my wife would load the cup saucers in the front. I always put them in the back where they fit so well. The slots are skinnier, so they fit perfectly up front, my wife calmly explained. Then you put the bowls here and the cups there. Madness, I thought to myself.
I may or may not have said under my breath to myself this morning. She did the dishes last night and ran the dishwasher.
Uh-huh. That was nice.
Woke up this morning, you know, I knew the dishwasher was full, so the first thing I did while I made coffee was I emptied the dishwasher. Yep. She was in earshot, and I said under my breath, what was she thinking?
Did she hear that?
She did not.
Right. Now,
about what part, Sam?
Well, there was a strainer on the bottom.
Okay.
So everything above that didn't get any water.
Why do you care? Today's dishwasher.
Because then they're not clean.
Is built to fling water upon every ounce of every surface inside of that thing.
See, what do you have, the Cadillac of dishwashers?
On the bottom, rack, the bowls go in the back, plates go in the front. That's science.
Do you stack them like?
Yes.
Like
in a row, in a perfect row,
like dominoes?
Yes.
No. I go backwards, I go forwards, I go front, I go side.
What we ate last night on goes to the right, and then we just build backwards to the left.
What?
I go plates in one section.
Bowls in the other.
Text line, yes, all bowls are 100% round. I have bowls that are like a hybrid of a bowl and a plate. They're more flat, but it's still a bowl. That's what I mean. Those go on the bottom, but the bowl bowls go on top.
No, bowls go on the bottom
and
the back.
You have to leave room for the water to get the jets to get from the bottom to the top, unless you have the Cadillac of dishwashers.
More from the author here. I have come to learn an important lesson in our 17 years of marriage. How the dishwasher is loaded isn't important, which leads to an important point.
That's a lie.
It's a 9-word sentence that is a maxim, a rule that says it will reveal how emotionally intelligent you are. And here's the 9-word sentence. There is more than one way to load a dishwasher.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Why do you care?
And by the way, I just thought of something that she does. God love her. I don't think she's listening yet because she doesn't get off until 4. This drives me nuts. It's the only thing about her that drives me crazy. She will put sharp knives in the dishwasher.
No.
Knife up?
Just at all.
Well, you can put like a butter knife, a regular knife in the dishwasher.
You don't put other kinds of knives in the dishwasher?
But sharp knives, like steak knives and stuff, you do not put those in the dishwasher.
Why?
And when she does it, she puts it blade up.
You can do it blade up or blade down. I don't have toddlers anymore, so I don't really care, but I usually go blade down. Why don't you put a sharp knife in the dishwasher?
I don't know. That's just what my mom taught me. You don't put steak knives in the dishwasher.
Why?
I don't know.
Or
you
any nice knife.
You can't even verbalize
any,
why you do the things
nice
you do.
Any nice knife. That's right.
It damages the metal on the knife, or I guess.
We're going back to the emotional intelligence now. It would be helpful to everyone to consider why you get so emotionally attached to your way of doing things in the first place. Why does the way someone else loads a dishwasher frustrate us, irritate us, or upset us?
Oh, I learned very early on to just, you know, whatever. I'll fix it.
But why are you so emotionally attached and telling her, I would prefer you do it this way, I prefer you fold the clothes this way?
Clearly, if he's talking under his breath, he's not telling her.
Because if someone told me, I would prefer you fold my clothes this way, let me tell you what I'm never doing again.
Folding your clothes.
Oh.
Which is fine. I'll fold my own clothes.
913-586-7798.
I have OCD. I'm the problem. I know this.
Do you mate your socks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
You have to.
I just throw them all in a drawer. It drives Johnny crazy.
See, no, because then when I'm leaving for work, I just open the drawer and I've got a pair of socks ready to go.
I also open the drawer and I just pick two that are white. They don't even match. I put them on and I walk out. Who cares?
Oh, my God.
I even have two different kinds of white socks and they have to be matched appropriately.
Of course they do.
The phones are already ringing. Can you let simple things go with the person with whom you are spending your life?
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders.
Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let it be. Put those knives in that dishwasher.
No.
Close it. Put your plates willy-nilly.
Text line says the materials in the soap in your dishwasher will ruin those knives.
I agree with Dana.
I don't have expensive steak knives.
Pick your battles.
Research shows that the more flexible and adaptable you are, you increase your ability to get along with others, have healthy relationships, think critically and outside the box, and successfully navigate challenges, especially in the workplace. He wrote this article in part to help managers become better managers. So ask yourself this, if you are tending to micromanage someone in the office, is there not more than one way to load a dishwasher? And if it's irritating you, ask yourself why.
From the text line, Dana, you and I are literally the same person, but on this one, I am Team Scott. Says somebody else, we'll take relationship advice from anybody but two people who've been divorced two times. I have only been divorced once. Jerry in North Kansas City. Jerry, hello.
Hi. Hey, I am a nice guy, and I just wanted to let y'all know that good knives, the best knives, are made out of a high-carbon steel, not stainless steel, and they will rust. So if they sit in the dishwasher, they will rust quickly, and I have done a lot of work on knives, and there are some that you can actually watch the rust form on the blade.
Oh, wow.
It happens. So if they're stainless steel, you're okay in the dishwasher. But if they're high carbon steel, they're not marked stainless, then if you put them in the dishwasher, it will ruin them quickly.
Jerry, thank you. There are Wirecutter articles explaining how to use one's dishwasher better. People will write into Wirecutter to complain that they don't like the way the dishwashers in the article's photos have been loaded. There are so many guides for couples who can't stop fighting about the dishwasher that a large number of studies suggest the issue is not with the dishwasher, but perhaps with something that has its roots in one's childhood. One man writes in that his wife loads the dishwasher, quote, like an escaped mental patient.
All right, now wait. When you do the laundry, and you said Johnny does the laundry.
I do not do laundry very often, huh?
When you do, are you a darks and whites?
I am.
I am not. Everything goes in. It doesn't matter.
He turned one of my favorite pair of white shorts into a very
pink,
light blue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one thing that I do that drives Mary Beth crazy is that...
you just throw it all in?
I just throw it all in.
Then how can you sit here and argue about the dishwasher?
I throw it all in.
There are actual consequences to putting dark colors with light colors. Like, they bleed.
To be clear...
They don't bleed. That's the point.
To be clear, I don't argue with her about the dishwasher.
I'll bring...
Yeah, you keep it under your... You're all passive-aggressive.
What are you doing? I will bring my... I'll wear my white shorts tomorrow, and you'll see, like, from a distance, just a hint of blue. If you put it next to something white, you'll surely see it.
I've gotten really good at turning white clothes back white without bleach.
Well, how do you do
soda
that?
Baking soda and vinegar, baby.
Say it again.
Baking soda and vinegar.
You're such an old man.
Scott in Lee's Summit. Hello, Scott.
Hey, love your guys' show.
It's
now,
yours,
there is
thank
a
you.
Reason for loading the dishwasher properly, because the worst thing you can do is unload it, and you've got plates all hither and thither. So if you go large plates down to the saucers, as you unload them, you can put a plate in between each finger and pick up four plates all facing the right
that
way.
That is correct.
Yes, and the forks all go in one spot.
Why?
The spoons go in a spot. You grab all forks, and you're not sorting them out over the drawer.
That's exactly right.
But then you have to sort them out when you put them in. Why does it matter?
This man is a genius, and everything he is saying is true.
Now, Scott, I will disagree with you on one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
I specifically spread the spoons out between utensil chamber, because if there are too many spoons in one utensil chamber,
they spoon with one another,
they butt up, and then they do not get clean because they are now perfectly butted up to each other.
All right, I'll give you that one, but I'm still going to stack them so they can spoon.
All right, partner, be good.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. Owen in Independence. Owen, good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
So I just wanted to say, my dishwasher manual, it actually has pictures and it shows how they're supposed to be loaded. It shows all the plates, the large plates and small plates all lined up in a row. And then it shows the bowls either on the top or bottom lined up, and then silverware all like utensils lined up in a row.
You read a dishwasher manual?
Yes.
I have never in my life read a manual for anything, ever.
That explains a lot.
It was more so I could show my wife how it gets loaded.
Oh, God. Oh my God. Are you trying to get divorced? Wow.
Let me just show you the proper way to load the dishes.
Listen here, woman.
Oh, my God.
It says right here in the manual that you're not doing it correctly. Owen, I love you like a brother, but it... Oh.
Well, the manual would argue there is not more than one way to do it.
Don't you guys remember, and I think this is one of the greatest advertising ideas in the history of advertising. A few years ago, I don't remember if it was Whirlpool, whatever dishwasher it was, a woman walks out with a cake. Now, it was an angel food cake.
Okay.
She puts the cake on the cake platter in the dishwasher, shuts the door. I'm sure you're not supposed to do that, but it was a very effective ad. The entire cake is on a fancy cake plate.
And she puts it
in
the dish.
She puts the entire thing on the lower rack of the dishwasher, shuts it, and just walks off and turns it on.
And so what's the point?
And then she walks back, opens it up an hour later, whatever, and the plate is completely clean.
Oh, I see.
That is my kind of dishwasher. You shove it in.
So you don't rinse before you put it in the washer?
I usually throw water on the plates at the end of dinner so they're not sitting there gross with food on them in the sink.
Because that food will just end up at the bottom of the dishwasher.
Do you look at the settings on the dishwasher?
No, I put it on 30-minute energy saver wash. And then
yeah, I just hit play.
Have you ever cleaned out the filter?
No, I don't even know what that is, Sam.
Let it go. Let them. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sam just said, was that off the air?
That was off the air, yeah.
Tell everybody what you just said.
I said 50 ways to leave your lover. Now there's 51. Show her the dishwasher manual.
Can you imagine, with respect to Owen, God love him, how did that conversation go down? Hey, honey, you got a minute? Come over here for a second.
I was just doing some reading for enjoyment.
Some light reading.
I was researching how to properly stack a dishwasher, and apparently you're not doing it correctly.
Do you mind?
You look here on page 3, you see the diagram there? How do you have that conversation?
Nobody wins that one.
No, and here's the way I look at it. And, you know, I'm complaining that T puts steak knives in the dishwasher. If that's the biggest complaint that I've got, I lead a pretty charmed life.
Yep.
You know, she did some laundry over the weekend. I come home and the other day and, you know, there's a couple of T-shirts and a pair of shorts folded neatly on the bed. If it's not the way that I would fold it, who cares?
Yeah.
She folded it for me. You know, if that's the biggest gripe I've got in my life.
Life is good.
Yes.
Now, to be clear, when I walk in and she has folded my laundry, I don't just throw it on the floor. I put it away as if.
But Sam,
I'm not annoyed with the way that she folded it.
But Sam, when you were looking at the dishwasher the other day, you did say, "What the hell?"
That was this morning.
Okay, this morning. Sorry.
Yeah.
And you go, "What was she thinking? What was she
like
thinking?"
An escaped mental patient?
Sean in Warrensburg. It's amazing to me, Sean. Before you start, it is amazing to me the topics that get the most attention. Our text line has been inundated with stories about how comments about how to load a dishwasher. Sean, go ahead, my friend.
As a person who just celebrated his 19th anniversary with my wife yesterday, what I am about to tell you may help you and Dana out in the future.
Hit on me.
So there you go. Clean as I cook. So everything that is grimy, slimy, you know, whatever, chili, tater tot casserole, whatever, as I'm cooking and making and, you know, whatever, mixing, I'm washing and cleaning as I go. So when it goes in the dishwasher, it's already rinsed and put away. When I serve the meal, the counter's cleaned off, everything's done. My wife does not. She lets it sit. She lets it, you know, get baked on. She lets it, you know, dry in the mixing bowls on the spoon and everything. So when I go back or if she goes back, it just goes into the dishwasher. Okay. All right. when we do laundry, when I take it out and fold it up and put it away, if it's a button-up shirt of mine, I will button the top button while it's on the hanger so yeah. I can go in the morning, grab it off the hanger. It is sitting there pristine. She just puts it on the hanger willy-nilly and puts it in.
Mm-mm.
And so I might go in and get a dress shirt and the collar's jacked up.
Yep.
It's all wonky on the hanger. So one, you know, shoulder's up higher than the other. Drives me crazy. But I learned a long time ago, I can either be right or I can be happy. And I choose to be happy. Happy 19 is what I just celebrated. So I keep my mouth shut.
Good for you,
I buddy. Love the call, Sean. I love it.
Thank you.
All right. Be well, my friend. Richard in Raytown. Richard, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So my wife, I have certain way I do things around the house. And when I'm showing my wife the way I want it done, she'll always say, you think you know everything. But yet, when there's something to do around the house and she can't figure it out, she comes and gets me to help her figure it out. So I don't understand why she always says, you think you know everything.
But do you know everything, Richard?
I don't know everything, but I know just about everything.
Oh,
you might want to lose that attitude, brother. You're not going to go far with that attitude.
We'll see.
It's
not,
okay.
It's not
okay.
Everything, Scott. It's just most things.
I'm right about almost everything. Okay. I told you about a year ago, or less than that, it was less than that, that T and I have never fought. That's still true to this day.
I don't know that I've ever seen my mom and dad fight, ever. And I'm not a fighter either.
My mom said that she and my dad did have arguments, but I never, never saw them fight. Ever.
I didn't either.
People who live in greener areas smoke and drink less. An international team out of Exeter University found that residential green spaces are associated with a significant reduction in risky health behaviors like smoking and drinking every day. The study, which was published in the journal Health and Place.
Gripping.
I read that cover to cover. Found that people who live in the greenest communities were 13% less likely to be current smokers and 31% less likely to drink alcohol every day than those who live in less green areas. The presence of green spaces near someone's home lowers their health risk behaviors, and it appears to be beneficial to all and not limited to particular groups, according to the study. Some explain to me my past behaviors.
But you know me.
There's
a difference between correlation and causation. Maybe they live in greener places because they're already healthier to begin with.
Maybe, or people who tend to live in areas where there's a lot of green space might have a little bit more money, which might make them more educated. Summer is not complete without... Okay, hang on. This will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
The average American, they really gave away the story in the lead. Good for you guys. Has how many cookouts, how many getaways, how many concerts every summer? So we'll start with...
Getaways, concerts.
We'll start with barbecues.
Average person, we're talking everybody in the United States.
The average American has how many barbecues every summer?
Three.
Sam?
The average person. I like three. I'm going to go with four.
It's four.
Okay.
How many getaways? To me, that says...
even a weekend away.
Even if you go to St. Louis or
in
Omaha.
In the summer?
In the summer. This is only in the summer. It could be a week-long vacation. It could be a long weekend. It could just be a weekend.
Also three.
You say three. Sam?
Two.
The answer is three. Three getaways in the summer.
Okay.
How many concerts does the average American go to in the summer?
Do they work in radio?
I was going to say, we're going to skew higher.
We're going to say... The average American does not work in radio.
Okay. Four.
Four two. Concerts in it. What'd you say?
Two.
Sam is correct with two.
Oh, we were close.
That is correct.
I would say we all go to four. Wouldn't you say, Sam?
Yeah.
I've already been to one this year. Oh, this summer.
We've got Starlight. I mean, think about it. You're going to go to...
I'm going to Franti.
3 to 4 shows
going
here
to summer. Melissa Etheridge, going to Shinedown.
See?
So I'm already booked for 3 this year.
Well, this you just summer, missed Air summer. Supply.
I am incredibly blessed when it comes to concerts.
I love going to live music.
Me too.
Okay. It says here that 2/3 of Americans say that summer grilling season is their favorite time of year. And more than 1/4 confess that no matter what season it is, they are always looking forward to next year's summer.
Tough to grill in the winter.
Mm-hmm. What are the most popular cookout side dishes?
Chips.
Baked beans.
Baked beans is 3.
Potato salad.
1.
Clearly.
Devil's egg potato salad?
Nope. Corn on the cob is 2. Watermelon is 4.
Yep.
Most likely to cook out?
Like meats?
Nope. Most, the generation.
50 and older.
Baby boomers are the most likely to cook out.
Oh, yeah. Please tell me you saw the new Dr. Rick ad.
I have seen it. The one in the back. We watched it together 2 days ago.
You guys, one of them is about barbecuing, but the newest one.
The bathroom one.
Is about talking to someone through a bathroom door.
I'll play it when we come back.
It is so funny because our parents or grandparents all did that.
Talked in the bathroom?
When the door closes, so does the conversation.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know that we are big fans of the Dr. Rick Progressive Insurance commercials. And they're out with their latest one. This takes place in what is clearly Dr. Rick's office because on the wall is a picture and on the bottom of it, it says, "You are not your parents." Dr. Rick, by the way, teaches people how to not become their parents. And he is in a unisex bathroom and one of his clients is knocking on the door.
Dr. Rick, we are thinking sandwiches again for lunch. What should I put you down for?
Oh. Boundaries. They can be tough for young homeowners turning into their parents.
Now, I'm either going to go tuna melt or Reuben.
Tom.
They're known for their
Remember,
Reuben.
When the door closes, so does the conversation.
Oh, yes. Gotcha. Okay. Looks like the soup of the day is tomato bisque.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents. So. But we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
I could go tuna melt. If you want to go Reuben, we could do a mix and match.
Tom.
You take half of my tuna melt in exchange for half of your Reuben. And that would be the mix and match of it. Dr. Rick?
Your parents probably wouldn't watch these videos.
It's so funny. Soup's tomato bisque. How many times have you seen someone do that? And it's so uncomfortable. You're like, do we have to have a conversation through the door?
Oh, we have a serial bathroom talker in this building.
Who?
I'm not going to name him.
Do not name the bathroom talker.
Let's just say that every time I happen to go to use the restroom at the same time that this individual is in the restroom using the restroom, we have to have an entire conversation.
I like the way this soap smells.
You're not saying it's me, are you?
No.
Okay.
So Scott had mentioned the other day during severe weather.
Is it Bob Edwards?
That it was soupy outside.
Oh,
and
my God,
we laughed because I had not heard that since I lost my grandmother. And so we were kind of joking about it online, and listeners started writing in with what their parents or grandparents said that isn't necessarily in the current vernacular, all right? And a couple of these jog my memory because my grandparents absolutely saved this, said this. Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My land. Did you have a my land?
No.
My Lanta?
My Lanta, maybe.
It's fixing to come a storm.
No.
And then here's one that I had not thought of since you said it's soupy out. My grandmother would say when something was unbelievable, she would go, "Good night, nurse."
Good night, nurse?
Good night, nurse. Do you not remember that?
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Heavens to Betsy?
Heavens to Betsy's on there. But good night, nurse. Anyone, like the World War II generation all said that. And I have no idea why.
I don't think my parents said this, but I know I heard it a lot when I was a kid from other people's parents. And I use it on the air sometimes. And I don't know why it's always stuck with me is What in the Sam Hill?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know who Sam Hill is. But it, you know, it's better than saying what the blank.
A lot of grandmas said soupy outside, but also sultry. And that made me laugh.
Sultry? I don't remember that one.
What is good night verse
mean? Trouble.
Okay. I told you my grandma would say she's big boned.
Yeah, well, everybody said that.
Or she's stocky.
She's thick.
Cruising for a bruising.
My dad would say that. Cruising for a bruising, yeah.
Daddy-o. Mm.
Good night, nurse. What is the meaning? Here we go. It's an expression meaning a disastrous or surprise ending.
Calling someone a turkey?
Yeah,
by the
you
way,
turkey.
I looked up silent generation phrases.
So it says here, what in the Sam Hill is a mild exclamation or question used to express surprise, disbelief, often in the place of the more blunt, what in the hell? So you say Sam Hill instead of what in the hell.
Okay. Adding vill to anything?
Good night, nurse, by the way, was a handy substitute for a curse word.
Okay. Sam Hill is a American English slang phrase. Who is Sam Hill, though?
What is a hill of beans? And why isn't it worth a whole lot?
Oh, yeah. That's not worth a hill of beans. Is it because when you plant beans, they don't grow on a hill?
Huh?
And who is Pete?
For Pete's sake.
For the love of.
For the love of Pete. This is another great Dr. Rick commercial.
There's a reason they don't call them clean bikes, am I right?
Yeah.
Because it's dirt bike.
Gas stations.
Whew. You got to start at the top and work your way down. You want me to do yours next? Oh, you're from Oklahoma.
They have to fill the silence.
The bathroom code's 9914.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming...
From Oklahoma.
There's a reason they don't call them clean bikes.
For Pete's sake, Sam is a euphemism and less offensive alternative back in the day to the religious expression of exasperation, like for God's sakes. Mm-hmm.
Dagnabbit.
Dagnabbit.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the Southeast. Or dadgum. Dadgum. What in the dadgum?
That was just Roy Williams.
Yeah, it was. He used that phrase all the time. Quick break. News coming up here in 2 minutes. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can find that anytime you want, anywhere you go, at kmbz.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.